Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, co-host Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and moderator AJ.
What up, boys?
What up, AJ? What up, Tone? This is, obviously, I think it's one of my favorite episodes of the year, but it's also the most bittersweet episodes of the year. It's a Super Bowl special. If you guys are living under a rock, I'm sorry for breaking the news to you. It's Super Bowl week. Obviously, the end of the NFL season, which is a heartbreaker. We always look forward to this. This is the main reason we do this show. But man, Super Bowl is already here, boys. What do you got? What do you got, Tone? What do you think?
Yeah, I've been saying the whole way through the playoffs, I'm just shocked. It's been a hell of a ride. We've had a lot of fun. Honestly, obviously, we're gonna miss football. That's what we do. So it's been a number wise, maybe less than satisfactory season, but we had a good time. I love football season. Enjoyed it as always.
Yeah, I feel like with all the talk on social media about the scripts being sent out, and I think this was the toughest year for sports betting. I don't know how long I've been doing it. I don't know how long you've been doing it, but it's been a while. So yeah, it's very bittersweet that it's coming to an end. But we do our Super Bowl prop bet sheets, and we announce them for you. I know. If you're going to any sort of Super Bowl party, you're going to see one of these. So if you need a little advice or a little help to get a little bragging rights or a little extra cashola in your pocket, go ahead and stay tuned for us. But real quick, before we talk football, just want to shout out to the GOAT. They're just a kid from Akron, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the all-time leading NBA scorer. It just hits different for us because it hits home. We're all from Akron. I know AJ's not the biggest LeBron guy, but I know he can appreciate it somewhat. I know our guy, shout out to D-Say, fourth best player of all time in his words, but I'm rocking my LeBron tonight, so shout out just a kid from Akron, LeBron James. But with that being said, I'm going to throw it to AJ and get this show popping.
All right, boys, let's do it.
Uh-oh.
What did he say?
It's what did he say? It's the last one of the season. As always, shout out to our guy, D-Say, for supplying the questions. He always makes it interesting. And right now it's LCP 10, D-Say 12. I actually kind of flubbed last week. Unfortunately, you guys did not get it right. But I gave it to you. We're counting it.
They'll take it.
And our guy Dakota's just feeling nice. You know, he's putting you at the free throw line. He gave you guys a pretty easy one. And it's a two-parter. So either D-Say walks away with a dub or you guys can tie it. So that's how we're going to play it out. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's see what it is. Hopefully it's easy. I feel like it's, I think you guys got it. So this year's Super Bowl matchup, we're going to talk about some interesting facts before we start talking about the game itself. And this is actually an interesting fact as well. It's going to be, this year's Super Bowl matchup will be the first time that two black quarterbacks are going head to head in the big game. We have Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be Super Bowl 57. It's going to be the first time we ever see that, so that's going to be really awesome to see. Question one, who was the first black quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl? And then question two, name the other two black quarterbacks who have won the Super Bowl. There's three total. Okay. There it is.
What did he say?
What did he say, boys? 10 to 12, no pressure. You're at the free throw line.
At least got one of them for sure.
Yeah, I got one of them for sure.
I don't know about the first, though.
All right.
Challenging. All right. We'll figure it out.
Well, last week was the NFL Conference Championship games. We had the AFC Conference, NFC Conference. Thought they were okay. I mean, I've seen better games. But nonetheless, we'll go ahead and recap. Nate, you had two teasers. Eagles plus 3.5, Bengals plus 5. That hit. And you also had the Eagles 49ers under 52, Bengals Chiefs under 53. That also hit, so you went 2-0 last week.
About time.
Tone, you had two plays as well. You had the Eagles minus 2.5. That hit easily. And you also had a teaser, Kansas City plus 7 over San Francisco, Philly 40. That did miss. Okay. So you were 1-1. I thought you hit that, but no, you had
it. They didn't kick that field goal at the end for you.
That's right.
Unfortunately, no.
Total bummer. So before we jump into actual Super Bowl discussions, I mean, obviously we got robbed in that NFC title game. Just the quarterback debacle. I think that was going to be a great game, honestly. Kansas City, Cincinnati, that was a really solid game. But what did you guys think about the games?
Yeah, obviously that Eagles 49ers one was just extremely bad. Quarterback got hurt almost immediately. It felt like there was a few odd calls that favored the Eagles. I don't think that would have swayed anyway, just because Brock Purdy was hurt. Not very fun watch at all, unless you're putting live bets out there, which I certainly was. And that second one, it was cool. I mean, I was kind of hoping for more fireworks, but overall, I mean, I definitely seen better conference championship games.
Prayers out to our Bengals fans. I just feel like, you know, at some point the refs get a little too involved, have a little too much control, plays into the script narrative, etc. The Eagles got a lot of good break, or I'm sorry, the Chiefs got a lot of good breaks that potentially led to them winning the game. But shout out our Bengals. I still love Joe Burrow, Chase, Higgins. We'll see. This team might get blown up. I don't know if Higgins will be there next year. Yeah. Who knows about Mixon? Not saying they can't replace the talent, but it was I really liked and enjoyed this Bengals team. So shout them out.
Yeah, I think we're looking at possibly the start of the decline for the Bengals. Possibly. I don't know. I mean, Joe said the whole career is his window, so I mean, maybe not.
Yeah, we'll I think he's too good. I think they're just gonna replace and, you know, upgrade or just a change of scenery. Joe's one of those guys who maybe can make guys around him good, almost like an Aaron Rodgers. You know, he didn't get a lot of big names, but before you know it, they're stars. So I have faith in Joe Burrow for sure.
Okay. All right, so that was the conference championship games. Obviously, the Eagles advanced through the NFC, and the Chiefs advanced through the AFC. So that takes us to Super Bowl 57. It's at State Farm Stadium. It's in Glendale, Arizona. Eagles versus Chiefs. And before I really get into some stats and some facts, I mean, before we really dive deep, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being going to sleep in the first quarter, 10 being super pumped for this game, best Super Bowl ever, what do you guys think as far as excitement rate? What are you thinking for this one?
I'd say probably like an 8.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes. I'm hoping Mahomes is a lot more healthy now. Two defenses that are incredible. A couple really good offensive lines. Their run games have been really good this year. I feel like it should be a really fun one.
It's a 10 to me. I mean, exactly what you're looking for. Two number one seeds, just two solid teams all year. Got a team that's been here. You got some young pups trying to come out, and I'm excited for it. I love the Eagles. I love the Chiefs. Just as organizations and teams, they're going to compete. I think it's going to be a really fun game.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into the game itself. So for the Philadelphia Eagles, this is going to be their fourth Super Bowl appearance. Lucky them. It's going to be their one and only Super Bowl championship came in Super Bowl 52. That was 2017. That was the 41-33 victory over Tom Brady. That's when Nick Foles came in and did his thing. And for the Chiefs, this is going to be their fifth Super Bowl appearance. Lucky them. They have two Super Bowl championships. First Super Bowl was actually Super Bowl I, victory over the
Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. And their second and most recent was Super Bowl 54 with a 31-20 victory over San Francisco. So we have 9 Super Bowl appearances combined between these two franchises, but this is the first time that these two have ever met head-to-head in the Super Bowl. So I think we're going to get a good game. I would say 8 to 10 as far as excitement range goes. I'm pretty excited about it. Shout out to Gary, his team, the Eagles, is in it. So I'm kind of secondhand excited for him, you know, so that's cool.
Not so much for you. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I have 10 interesting Super Bowl 57 fun facts for you guys. I'm going to go through the list, and I'm kind of curious to see if these facts are able to sway you as far as who you think is going to win this game, because there's one team that these facts really favor, and I know that they don't really mean a whole lot, but at the end of the day, they're still facts, so let me throw them out to you guys. Here's number one, obviously. You guys might be a little bit tired of this one, but this game is also referred to as the Kelce Bowl. It's the first time that two brothers have ever met head-to-head in the Super Bowl. We have Travis Kelce and who's the other guy?
Jason Kelce.
Shout out to their podcast. It's a great listen. I don't know if you guys have checked that out yet. Pretty funny dudes. They're both solid NFL All-Pros. It's not like they're bums.
And Hall of Famers.
And they're from right up the road.
Yeah, from Cincinnati.
Or they went to Cincinnati. I think they're from Shaker Heights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that just them two alone in the Super Bowl, that'll be kind of fun to watch. This is the 10th time that these two teams have played against each other. Andy Reid has been a part of six of those matchups. So he is 3-0 against Kansas City as head coach of Philly, and he's 3-0 against Philly as head coach of Kansas City.
Interesting.
Very.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Number three, the combined age of the two starting quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts at 24 and Pat Mahomes at 27, will be the youngest matchup combined of all time in the Super Bowl era.
Hmm.
So not only is it the first time two black quarterbacks have met up, but it's the youngest matchup ever. So that'll be fun to watch. Both are pretty exciting quarterbacks. Mahomes and Hurts are both finalists for MVP this year. Since 2000, league MVPs are 0-9 in the Super Bowl. So I think we would all assume Pat Mahomes is probably going to win MVP this year.
I thought it was going to be Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
Jalen got hurt.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
Jalen didn't get hurt.
I guess we'll see. So if you guys, you know, put any faith towards those numbers, I mean, that's something to consider. 0-9, that is a glaring stat. Here's another one for you. Number five, Pat Mahomes leads the NFL in passing yards. No quarterback has ever led the NFL in passing yards and won the Super Bowl in the same year. Those quarterbacks who have done that are also 0-9. To counter that, Mahomes is leading the NFL in passing yards. The Eagles led the NFL in fewest passing yards allowed as well as most sacks. So we're going to see a pretty interesting head-to-head as far as passing attacks versus defensive shutdowns. Number seven, Kansas City has the number one scoring offense and Philly has the number one pass defense. The top scoring offense is 0-4 against top scoring defenses in Super Bowl matchups all time. So you can kind of start to see how these numbers are favoring Philly a little bit here.
Yeah, I see it.
But it gets even more so. If the Eagles were to win, they would become the first Super Bowl champion to average 140 rush yards per game since 1998.
The Broncos?
Denver Broncos. This one is extremely interesting. Really surprised me. I had to check it a couple of times. Okay. I'm still not even sure it's legit even after checking it. Travis Kelce has the second most career postseason receiving yards of all time. Only behind?
The arguable GOAT, the second best of all time?
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. Travis Kelce's second most all-time career postseason receiving yards.
I think that makes sense. With all these playoff runs they've been on, he's no spring chicken, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just felt like Kelce was kind of a younger tight end. Maybe I missed the first couple of years.
Him and Gronk are the same age.
Oh, okay.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
That's very crazy.
Right.
All right, here's number 10. Five times in the Super Bowl era has the first team All-Pro quarterback faced the second team All-Pro quarterback. This will make the sixth time as Pat is first team, Jalen is second team. Second team All-Pro quarterbacks are 5-0 in these Super Bowl matchups.
Wow. These stats are really favoring one
side.
Yeah, so I don't know how much faith you want to put in those. I mean, it's all happenstance, it's all coincidence, but nonetheless, they are very interesting facts.
Well, speaking of coincidence, I think I got an 11 for you. I could be wrong, but I think I've seen this somewhere that these teams, obviously, they both have the same exact record.
Okay.
They both have the same exact points forwarded and as well as the same amount of points allowed this year.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Right.
Interesting. All right, so now that we got those fun facts out of the way, let's jump into the game itself. It's the Super Bowl 57. It's going to be at Sunday, 6:30. And we have the Kansas City Chiefs there plus 1.5 points. Vegas is expecting a pretty solid game. And as mentioned, they're going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Over-under for this game, 50 points. Let's jump into it. What do you guys like for this game?
Yeah, I'm just going to personally take a simple tease. I did it last week, but I'm going to tease the Eagles through the zero because I think if the Eagles end up winning, it'll be by more than a touchdown. So I think they're kind of baiting you with that 1.5 now that there's so many legal sports betting now. And they're like, oh, more than a touchdown, which I'm not saying that's going to happen. I just feel more safe with taking the Eagles through the zero, getting 4.5. And then teasing that with the over of 44, which I almost feel like they're also wanting you to tease the over, but that's just me thinking too much, and I'll just put 2 units on it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So for me, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to have to do it. You know, it's last game.
Can't hold anything back
last
now.
Last NFL sowed. It's like I need to go 4-0 to hit my goal, which was 55%. So I'm going to take 4 bets. And I'm going to be on the Eagles. I've been on them immediately as soon as the games ended last week, I took the Eagles as fast as I could because you were able to get points for a second. Took them immediately. And the line hasn't moved too much. It's actually been solid for a while. It's been -1.5 for probably almost a week now. But I just feel like I've liked this Philly team all year. They're, again, on both sides of the ball. I mean, offensive line is one of the best. I mean, they have multiple Hall of Famers. Defensively, they're solid, especially up front in the trenches. Jalen Hurts has been MVP. If he didn't get hurt, I think it would have been his all day, and maybe he'll be the Super Bowl MVP. I'll take the Eagles -1.5. I'll take the Eagles team total over 25.5. I'll take the Eagles first half money line, and then I'll take the Chiefs team total under 24.5.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going with. I think it might be like a 27-24, 28-24 type game. Maybe it'll sneak over the over-under of 50. That's what I'm going to roll. Hopefully I go 4-0. If not, it is what it is. But I love the Eagles. I think they're in a position, and it's their year to win. So that's my bet.
Right on.
All right. So obviously there's only one game. That's all we're going to really jump into. But we're going to recap it real quick. It's going to be a quick recap. Nate, one teaser, two units. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just got the Eagles tease through the zero at +4.5, and I'm teasing the over, 44.
All right, and then Tone, you have four plays for us. I'm assuming that's going to be one unit on each of those, so four units in play. What do you got for us?
I have – I'll put two units on the Eagles -1.5 just to win the game. Then I got the Eagles team total over 25.5, Chiefs team total under 24.5, and the Eagles first half money line.
All right, there it is. So, as always, Nate touched on this. We've been doing our Super Bowl prop bets for quite some time now. I got 25 prop bets lined up for you guys.
Okie dokie.
And we're going to start at 1 all the way through 25. We'll document it here. I'll keep track of it throughout the big game. And we'll see which one of you two comes out on top. It's going to be just between the two of you. I'm out on this one personally. I'm going to let one of you two have a chance at losing something. I've done enough losing so far. So let's go ahead and just jump into the first one here. And it's the national anthem. This year we have Chris Stapleton. Are either of you aware or familiar?
Oh, yeah.
You're as smooth. And copyright.
All right. So it's as simple as this. Over or under 2 minutes and 1 second for the national anthem from start to finish.
I got to go over. He's going to be smooth, soulful, and just bring it on home. We got to go over.
2 minutes and 1 second. I forgot to Google how long the song naturally takes, but I don't know. I feel like I got screwed on this one last year, but I'll go ahead and counteract it. Give me the under. I think it's going to land at like $1.58.
Okay. All right, next one. It's a pretty simple one, obviously. It's a coin toss. Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Tails never fails.
Yeah, I feel like there was that long stretch of heads, and then last year was tails, and I think it's going to go back to back. I got tails too.
All right. Okay, guys, so the national anthem's over. The coin toss is over. We have the first kickoff. And that takes us to our prop number 3. First offensive play of the game. Will it be a run or a pass attempt?
For me, I think it's always going to be a run. Just kind of come out, ease into it. Especially if the Eagles get the ball, they're going to run that shit. Give me the run all day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a quick pass. Something underneath, maybe a slant route. Give me a pass.
Okay. All right, so now we got the first play out of the way. Let's discuss the opening drive itself. Is this opening drive going to result in a field goal, a punt, a touchdown, or a turnover?
I hate to do it, but give me a punt. Maybe come out a little nervous. Maybe the Chiefs get the ball first and that Eagles defense comes out and just puts them in check real quick. Give me a punt.
Yeah, I feel like the odds are kind of favoring the punt. It's hard not to.
Okay, so we'll look in the punt. Obviously, we're not going to have a score on the opening drive if both teams are punting it, but our next prop is which team will score first, Eagles or Chiefs?
Give me the Eagles all day.
I got to go with the Chiefs. I think they're going to set the precedent.
Okay. Eagles and Chiefs. All right. That's going to take us to prop number 6, which is, we talked about first touchdown. Let's talk about the first turnover. First turnover of the game, will it be an interception, a fumble, or will it be a turnover on downs?
Oh, this is a good one because I would like to say naturally interception just because if you look at these defenses, especially the Eagles defense, you know, they almost led the league in interceptions. But, these two coaches might go for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But give me the interception.
had us in the first half. Yeah, I got to go interception all day. I feel like that's just the best odds.
Okay. So we have Chris Stapleton opening it up as the national anthem singer. We have Rihanna at halftime. Are you guys both familiar with Rihanna?
I'd say I'm pretty
familiar.
Never
heard of her.
Oh, oof.
Okay. You might be familiar with some of her songs if you're listening.
My Reddit searches.
She has a few big hits out there. She's doing the halftime. Prop number 7, which song will she open her performance with?
For me, I feel like it's got to be Don't Stop the Music.
Okay. Well, see, contrary to what people might think, I was actually emailed the script for this one.
Oh.
So the lights are going to be dimmed. You're going to get a couple lights on. It's going to shine bright like a diamond.
Oh.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Very nice.
Yeah, so diamond, okay. Baby.
Okay. Question number 8. Will anyone accompany Rihanna to perform a song with her during the halftime Super Bowl show?
Of course. I mean, it's Super Bowl. You got to have other people.
Yeah, I agree. I that will never fail. For sure someone's going to be out there. I'm excited to see who it is, though.
Okay. Next question. We have total songs played at the halftime Super Bowl performance. Will it be over or under 7 songs?
Give me that over, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like it's either going to be 7 or 8. They're fucking teasing us right now.
Okay. And back to the game itself. This is always one of the fun ones. I always like this one. Number of players to attempt a pass. Over, under, 2.5.
Give me the over for fun. I'm sure the under's better odds, but who knows? Give me the over.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the over too. I think it went under last year, but I think it's gonna be different this year. Kadarius Toney might throw one out there.
Okay. Yeah, you always like to see the over. Always fun to see someone else throw the ball once in a while.
Right.
Okay, question number 11. We've talked a lot about the quarterback, so we'll get back into that. Who will have the most yards combined, passing and rushing? Pat Mahomes or Jalen Hurts?
That is so tough.
I'll just keep my theme. I'll go Jalen Hurts, but, oh, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Mahomes won that one.
Yeah, I got to go Mahomes. I got to take the opposite there.
Okay. Let's give some love to the special teams here. Prop number 12. Total yards of the longest field goal of the game. Will it be over or under 49.5 yards?
I got to go over. I mean, it's Super Bowl. They do want to take some chances, but if they do have a 50, 51, 52-yarder, they're going to kick it, in my opinion, just get the point. So I'll take the over.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that one's going over.
Okay. We're going to stick with special teams here. Total punts by both teams combined. Will it be over or under 7.5 punts?
Ooh, hate to do it. Give me the over. You know, I don't know. I don't want to have to, but I'll take the over just in case one of the teams go in a little drought.
I'll take the under. I'm hoping for a more high pace.
I like your bet better.
Yeah, I like the under.
Okay. All right, number 15. I'm going to go ahead and jump to 15. Sorry, we had a duplicate question.
Saw that.
Yeah, that's my bad. We're going to get away from special teams here. We're going to get back to the offense. Total touchdowns combined, over or under 6.5 touchdowns?
Give me under.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't want to, but I'll take the under. I think it could land at 6. You have a few field goals.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the over. Like I said, I'm expecting more of a shootout, hopefully.
I like your bet so much better.
Yeah. I'm liking Nate's
nervous. Better.
I'm nervous.
Thanks, AJ.
All right, so we talked punts combined. We talked touchdowns combined. Let's talk turnovers combined. Will there be over or under 3.5 turnovers combined?
I think under.
Okay.
3.5, that's so... I'm going to go over. I think Jalen throws a couple, and there's going to be a couple fumbles.
Okay. A couple fumbles, maybe a turnover on downs.
Yeah, those are... I mean, especially towards the end of the game, if someone has to go for it on fourth, that's almost an automatic turnover.
Okay. So I think we'd all agree, like, both offenses are pretty solid offenses. Both defenses are pretty solid defenses. What's going to happen first, a sack or a touchdown?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a tough one. Nate, I'll let you go first on this one.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll take whatever you don't take.
Touche, my friend. I think there's going to be a sack.
Okay. Big sack guy.
I'll take a touchdown.
Thank
Big
you.
Sack guy. Yeah.
That's what they called me in high school.
I'll take a touchdown then. I did have sack written down.
Oh, au contraire.
Okay. So earlier in the prop bets, we discussed what the first play of the game was going to be. Let's talk about the last play of the game. Will it be a handoff, a pass attempt, a kneel down, or a field goal attempt?
I'll keep the train running. I'll go first again. I think it's going to be a kneel down. I feel like that's a traditional way to end a football game.
You got locked that in.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have Pat Mahomes, distance of first touchdown pass.
Damn, this one's
crazy. If zero touchdown passes, bet is voided. Will it be over, under 15 and a half yards?
I got to go. Oh.
No,
go,
go, no, 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 sorry. Hey, be my guest.
I'll go under. I feel like he's going to get something in the Kelsey, maybe like 12, 13 yards. Maybe Tony. Maybe MV. I'm going to go
McKinnon.
Under.
Right. Yeah, I got to agree with you. That 15 and a half, I think that they're baiting you to take the over, too.
Okay. Let's jump over to Jalen Hurts, and this is going to be Jalen Hurts' distance of longest rush. If zero rushes, bet is voided. I'm sure he will, though. Over under 12 and a half yards as Jalen Hurts' longest rush of the game.
I got to go over. I mean, I feel like if he gets enough space, he can rip out a 15 to 20 pretty easily with his speed.
Yeah, that's also what I have. It's hard not to.
Okay. You mentioned Travis Kelce. Let's go ahead and talk about him for a second. Travis Kelce receiving yards, over or under 80 and a half yards?
Oh, I got to go over. I just feel like he's too important to this team, even though every team seems to have a playbook further defense filtered around Travis. I think he goes over.
I have to agree. I'll take over as well.
All right. Next one's a fun random one-off question here.
It is a good one, though.
The jersey of the first touchdown score, the jersey number of the first touchdown score, will it be an even number or an odd number?
I'm going to say odd. I'm thinking, like, obviously, Kelce, Hurts, A.J. Brown,
right.
Devontae Smith.
McKinnon, Patrick Mahomes, MVS, Tony. Look it in. We're going on.
Juju.
Okay, we got to go out. Yeah.
I was going to say, unless it's like either Miles Sanders or Isaiah Pacheco, that's the only real other ones.
Boston Scott's odd.
Yeah. Kenneth Gainwell, he's 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Will either team score in the final 2 minutes of the game, yes or no?
Boy, I hope so. I'll say yeah. Yeah, why not?
I also hope so, but I'm going to go no.
Okay, I like it.
Okay. This next question is pretty simple. We're getting towards the end of the game here. Who will win the game, Chiefs or Eagles?
I'm going to go Chiefs.
Give me the Eagles.
I just feel like, yeah, after their last Super Bowl appearance, they got embarrassed. Who knows? I think they'll bounce back.
All right. And then rightfully so, to finish off our Super Bowl prop bets for Super Bowl 57, who is your Super Bowl MVP?
I got to go Travis Kelce.
I love that. If I didn't think the Eagles were going to win, I would definitely take Travis Kelce. Since I think the Eagles will win, I'll take Jalen Hurts.
Very nice.
Okay.
Can't hate it. Can't hate that.
All right, so we'll lock those picks in. We'll track it, and then it's going to be between the two of you. Whoever loses might be joining me for my Four Loko Mile, possibly.
Mm. I hate that suggestion. It's going to suck.
All right, so Super Bowl has been discussed. Prop bets are in stone. Before we wrap up, we're going to go ahead and do a DraftKings for the Super Bowl. It's only one game, so you guys are going to have to pick some captains here. But, Nate, you want to start us off here?
Not really, but I will. I got Travis Kelce as my captain at 15,900, as my captain.
Alrighty, very nice. For my captain, I'm going to go with another tight end, but give me Dallas Goedert. He's 6.9K. Nice.
As your captain, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. Here, let me still.
I mean, if you look at the Chiefs, they were, I don't know, top 10 in giving up passing yards, and there's gonna be a lot of tension on Devontae and AJ Brown.
That's
true. I've seen Dallas really get in the end zone, and we'll see.
All right. So for my my top guy, other than my captain, I got Jalen Hurts at 11,200. I feel like I'll lose any money if I don't have him on my lineup.
You gotta take both quarterbacks. Yeah. I mean, I got Jalen Hurts and then Patrick Mahomes.
I also have them
so
both.
We'll so we'll suck that in right now. Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes was 11,000. So.
Yep.
Oh, I'm interested how our team. So for my fourth guy, I got Kenneth Gainwell at 5,000. Just the last two games in the playoffs, it seems like he's running with a much hotter head than Miles Sanders is. I think Kenneth Gainwell is the better running back.
That's funny because I'll go a little out of order. I took Boston Scott, because I do think Gainwell's better, but you don't know. Boston Scott was 3,000. He might get in the end zone, but as a whole, this Eagles team is fantastic at running the ball. So,
yeah, I like that. So, for my next guy, I got Harrison Butker. I think he's going to be the one to have the 50-yard field goal, maybe a couple of them, and he's going to be crucial in this game. So, at 4,000, give me Harrison Butker.
Very nice. For my fourth guy, give me the other tight end, Travis Kelce, 10.6K. I got to have both tight ends and both quarterbacks.
I can't hate that. And so, for my last guy, I'm wavering between Quez Watkins and Justin Watson, kind of same name. But overall, I think I'm going to take Quez Watkins. I need to pair someone with my quarterback here. I got the Mahomes-Kelce duo. So give me Hurts and Quez Watkins as my last guy at 1,400.
Very nice. For my last guy, give me, although Boston Scott was my lowest guy, but my, I guess, fifth guy, give me Kadarius Toney.
Nice.
4.4K. He's a hit or miss kind of guy, but if he can get involved and possibly get in the end zone, maybe throw a touchdown.
Yeah.
We'll see. So I'll take Kadarius at 4.4K.
I like your team.
All right. I like both your guys' teams.
Thanks.
And since I like them so much, let's go ahead and recap them real quick. So, Nate, who do you got?
Okay, so for my captain, I got Travis Kelce, 15,900. I got my quarterback, Jalen Hurts, at 11,200. The other quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, at 11,000. I got Kenneth Gainwell at 5,000. Kicker, Harrison Butker at 4,000. And then I got Quez Watkins at 1,400.
Very nice. For my team at captain, I got tight end, Dallas Goedert, 9.6K. Quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, 11,000. Tight end Travis Kelce, 10.6K. Kadarius Toney, wide receiver, 4.4K. And rounded out, running back Boston Scott, 3,000.
Very nice.
What did you say?
Shit. I forgot to think about this one. Oh, I just dropped my phone.
All right, boys. It's the last one of the year. As mentioned, it's LCP 10, DSA 12. Let's go ahead and knock out the first portion here so we can get to the bonus. As mentioned, it's going to be the first time we see two black quarterbacks going head-to-head. So, that leaves us to our question of the week. Who is the first black quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl? Give it to us.
I'm a guess Warren Moon.
I feel like I'm either going to guess Steve McNair or Doug Williams. Give me Doug Williams.
Oh, I like that one.
Okay.
You got it.
It was Doug Williams. Nice. Okay. You guys scared me there. All right.
Well, leave me alone.
Okay. So, that's going to give us 11 to 12.
Oh, yeah. Washington. Yep. Okay.
We have one more question here to tie it up. Name the other two black quarterbacks who have won the Super Bowl.
Patrick Mahomes.
And
Randall Cunningham?
Well, hold on. Okay. Russell Wilson not black?
Oh, yeah. He sure is.
Russell Wilson, yeah. Patrick Mahomes.
There you go. Yeah, he most certainly is.
All right.
Very nice.
All right.
You love to see it.
12 to 12.
All righty.
Oh, you
fucking
Tone,
love
you
to
carried
that.
That one.
All right, so let me throw this out there.
No pressure.
Let me throw this out there to you guys.
I was Key and Peele sweating when I heard that. I'm like, God,
you guys don't have to accept this, but I have a secondary question here.
Just lay it on us.
If you guys accept the question and you get it right,
we win.
You can win. If you accept the question, you get it wrong,
we lose.
You lose.
Well, I'm not here for a tie.
Okay. All right.
Oh shit.
Doug Williams, who did he beat in the Super Bowl?
Oh, who did he beat? I know who he played for.
Oh man. So what a sick-ass game.
It's got to be the AFC because he played for Washington. That's
what a sick game, yeah. Dakota's playing. That was really well played.
He beat the...
Really, he edged us. He got us right there and then pulled out.
What year was it? I know that's illegal to tell us. I'm thinking because I know the Bills went 0-4 in that stretch in the 90s. I feel like the odds are, I'm going to say the Buffalo Bills were one of the teams, or the team he beat.
Okay. Buffalo Bills. Tone, are you taking anything, or are we locking it in?
We're going to play the odds here.
Yeah.
We're not going to double down.
I gotta take something.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder if he would have played
like Pittsburgh. I was thinking too. Or
I mean, we can go Pittsburgh. If you have an idea, we'll go Pittsburgh.
All right, Pittsburgh and Buffalo.
Fuck.
What did
no.
he say?
Oh no.
Denver Broncos.
Oh, oh he's so
wow. Sneaky.
My guy is he's playing chess.
Yeah, he's five steps ahead.
Shout out Dise.
Yeah, thanks Dise for another good year of what did he say?
What a roller coaster.
Hey, we could have took the tie, but
we'll
go Dise 13, LCP 12. It was a great head-to-head battle all year long.
So yeah, we took the first year, he took year two, and
right.
I guess we got to get him back next year.
Yep, pretty good. All right, boys.
Very nice.
Real quick before we wrap it up. Tone, you have the Eagles winning. Give us the final score of your script. Eagles
27, Chiefs 24.
All right. And Nate, you got the Chiefs winning. Give us the final score of the game.
It's going to be the Chiefs 26, Eagles 21.
There it is.
Oh.
I'm red, baby.
Okay, that's it, boys.
You love to see it. So, real quick, we do have golf, a big golf event this weekend. I don't know if anyone's interested. It's the Waste Management Open over there at TPC Phoenix, or Scottsdale, sorry, TPC Scottsdale. And, yeah, if you're ready for golf, I'm sure we're going to be throwing some golf episodes out here in the off season. If you guys have any ideas for us to have any segments on the show or anyone who wants to be interviewed, we have a long off season ahead of us, and we're going to still try to put out content. So, obviously, if you haven't yet, check us out on all our social medias. Give us that 5-star rating and subscribe to us on all of our podcast platforms. We greatly appreciate that. And, boys, you got anything else before I close?
I think that's it. What a ride.
Yeah, what a ride. So, for your host, Nate, co-host Stone, moderator AJ, Weirdo Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace, I'm out of here.